Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Welcome, friends, to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Lynn McGonigal, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. We're here at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. We're heard live every second Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And you can also tune into our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every week, Thursday and Friday at both 5 p.m. Eastern and, for our European friends, 5 a.m. Eastern. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. We're here today to talk about living from the heart with Alan Cohen. Alan is the author of 24 popular inspirational books and CDs, including the best-selling The Dragon Doesn't Live Here Anymore, the award-winning A Deep Breath of Life, and the classic Are You As Happy As Your Dog? If you've met my dog, I don't know if you're up to that standard. She sets a high bar. Alan is a contributing writer for the New York Times number one best-selling series, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and his books have been translated into 24 foreign languages. His work has been featured on Oprah.com and in USA Today, The Washington Post, and 101 Top Experts. Alan's own radio program entitled Get Real is broadcast weekly on Hay House Radio, and his monthly column, From the Heart, is featured in magazines internationally. Alan speaks and leads seminars in the fields of personal growth and inspiration, holistic health, human relations, and achievement of work-life balance. He conducts life mastery trainings around the world. He loves to extract lessons from the practical experiences of daily living and find beauty in the seemingly mundane. Many readers and seminar participants have reported that his teachings have brought them deep encouragement and empowerment and inspired them to believe in themselves and achieve new levels of success in their personal and professional lives. Welcome, Alan. It's really wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you, Lynn. I am delighted to be here.
Fabulous. And you are in sunny Hawaii?
I am in Maui. Somebody has to do it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for carrying the torch for us there, carrying the heavy burden. So, Alan, living from the heart, what does this mean to you?
It means that each of us comes to Earth with a purpose and a mission. And that mission is seated deep within us. And when we follow our joy, tell our truth, and live authentically, we're lined up with our mission and good things come to us. It's all about being who we are, not who we're supposed to be.
Right, right. And do you find that this is easy for people?
For most people, no, because we've been programmed stuff ourselves into pigeonholes that other people prescribe for us. Most people live more from fear than from joy, and we're constantly trying to prove ourselves. So we have to lovingly release all of those overwhelming burdens before we can come back to our true self.
Right. Beautifully put. Beautifully put. And so, releasing these burdens, how does one go about it?
Well, you have to be impeccably honest about how everything you're doing feels. Most people go to jobs they hate or they struggle through relationships that are oppressive, and they put up with them because they think this is just the way life is supposed to be. So you have to tell the truth about what hurts and what empowers. And that's the beginning of the spiritual path, being honest about your experience. once you're honest with yourself and others, you can transform. But as long as you're playing games that don't belong to you, you stay stuck.
I find in my own teaching work that many people have troubles discovering what is true. They can't tell the difference between truth and lie necessarily right away. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, constantly. And there's one big question I ask people. I learned this when a fellow came up to me at a workshop, and I was actually coaching someone else, and he said, "Can I talk to you?" And I said, "Well, can you wait?" And he didn't. So he just dove in. He told me, "Well, my ex-wife wants me to do this, and my girlfriend wants me to do this, and my kids want me to do this, and my boss wants me to do. What do you think I should do?" And I looked at him and I said, "What would you like to do?" And he got this deer in the headlights look on his face, like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, I never thought about that." I said, "Well, go think about it." And he came back the next day, and he stood up in front of this group, and he said, "Alan Cohen healed me yesterday."
Oh, wow.
And I didn't have that experience. But he said he asked me the most important question in my life. He asked me, "What would I like to do?" And when I thought about it, all kinds of fabulous ideas came to me, and I actually realized that when I'm true to myself, I could actually have it work for other people as well. So I'd like to ask our listeners to ask themselves, what would you really like to do? Where does your passion call you? What opens your heart? And would you have the courage to step in that direction?
Yes. What I ask my students is, when they're saying, "How do I know what my life path is?" I say, "Does it inspire you?
Right.
And does it terrify you also?" That which inspires and terrifies shows us our path. Life is for growth. If it doesn't scare us, then we're playing too small.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Perfect.
Yeah. So talk more about how can people start to tell themselves the truth about what matters to them.
Well, in my workshops, I do a little exercise where I ask people to make a list, two lists. And on one side of the page is it, and the other side of the page is not it. And on the it side, I ask them to write down everything they do in the course of a day or week or month that expands them and makes them feel more alive and makes them want to get up in the morning and they feel good after they do it. And then I asked them to write down on the other column, what deadens you, what makes you feel smaller or yucky or sick or tired or bummed after you do it. And it's amazing what happens when people actually make that list, because they see before them very graphically where their life force lives and where their life force is being squashed. And just doing that exercise is very illuminating. And then part two is I ask them, what can you do on your own behalf to edify and expand the it's and to diminish or negate all the not it's? And you'd be amazed at what comes up in those seminars, Lynn. It's a wonderful exercise, and any of our listeners can do it at your leisure. You'll be amazed.
Yes, that's wonderful. Are these in your life coaching seminars?
Yes, in my life coaching seminars and my mastery training seminars.
What's the difference?
Well, in life coaching, we train people to become professional life coaches or employ life coaching principles in their current profession or life. It's a very skill-oriented program, and we have fantastic results, and people's lives change phenomenally, either with coaching or just personally. A life mastery training is not necessarily to become a life coach. It's basically to find out where your passion lives and take your next steps to live wholeheartedly.
The personal experience, is that it?
Yes, it's more inward-directed rather than skill or technique or service-oriented. They're both great, but they have different focuses.
Yeah. So obviously you teach life coaching and living empowered living. What drew you into that? Were you always working in that field?
Yes, in one way or another. In college, I took psychology, and then I got into organizational development, and then I did yoga and stress management, and then I wrote some books. And one thing led to the next. However, the truth is, Lynn, that My life has been about discovering where my life force calls me. It's been a long experiment in telling the truth about where my life lives.
Right.
And the closer I have gotten to the flame that burns in my own heart, the more power and authority I have to help others to find the flame that burns in their heart. So really, my work is simply an overflow of my own self-discovery, and I think most teachers will tell you something like that.
Right. And what do you love about this the most, this work that you do, teaching life?
You know, I love to see people come alive before me. You know, there's these juicy moments when there's an explosion or a blossoming. We were watching the film Almost Famous last night. Have you seen that? By Cameron Crowe. It's a great film.
Oh.
And he also did Jerry Maguire as a director. And they showed a clip of one scene where Renee Zellweger is watching her little boy hug Tom Cruise. And Renee Zellweger in that particular scene just really captured the joy of a mother knowing that her son is being loved.
Right.
And there was something about her acting in that moment that was so real that, you know, brought people to tears. And we have these moments in life when we just know that we're supposed to be here. We know that there are things bubbling inside of us that want to come forth, and we know that we can feel in love and connected and impassioned by what we're doing. And those moments are really what make life worth living. Now, they're not often, and, you know, they sometimes they don't last forever, but when they come, it's like, yeah, this is what it's all about. So I live for those moments. Sometimes they're personal and quiet with just myself, and sometimes they're with others. But when those moments come, it's like the big aha that God wants me to be here and I have a purpose.
Right, and like the door just opened up to Source, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Pouring down around us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're teaching people to do this for other people as well, right? You're teaching life coaching skills?
I am teaching coaching skills, but there's kind of a trick behind that course in that people come in to become a life coach and they end up coaching themselves, because in learning the principles that help other people awaken, they awaken. And I think Martin Buber said that every journey has a destination of which the traveler is unaware.
Oh, for sure. That certainly seems to be the case.
And you think you're getting married for a reason, or you're moving to a place for a reason, or taking a job for a reason. And on a very shallow level, that's true. But then there are always spiritual lessons that accompany these decisions. And when all is said and done, the spiritual lesson is the thing that makes your life worthwhile and lasts forever. And the marriage or the job comes and goes, perhaps. But the lessons you learn along the way are forever.
They are. And so you find that when people come into your life coaching classes that they're learning how to heal themselves, in effect, also, yes, to live empowered lives?
Absolutely. You know, we tell them of that up front, but it becomes real during the course. And, you know, a lot of it is about self-confidence, because they're afraid that they may not be able to coach somebody. And as they gain the skills, they start to see they can do it. So it's all about self-trust, self-acceptance. Actualizing uniqueness, because each person has their own niche within the field. And so, you know, all the things that make anybody great in any domain come to light during this coaching program.
I love that phrase, actualizing uniqueness. It's really beautiful. So what makes a good life coach?
Authenticity, being a real person. You want to model the behaviors that you're asking other people to step into, a presence, really focusing with the client, giving them the full attention and listening, and holding the highest vision for the client. One of the big techniques is to see greater things for the client than they're seeing for themselves in that moment. And by you holding the high vision for them, you invite them to step into it. And this works, because vision is the healer, and if a coach brings powerful vision, then the client gets healed.
Right. To be a stand for the person. I'm going to be a stand for you and your greatness, right?
Yeah. I'm going to see magnificence in you that you've been overlooking. I'm going to recognize the possibilities you haven't stepped into. I'm going to see you as whole, even when you think you're broken. I'm going to see you as complete, even when you think you need fixing. I'm going to see you as lovable, even when you feel guilty, and on and on and on. And, you know, that's what does the healing right there.
Yeah, it is the healing. It is the healing. In the teaching that I've done, my instructions, the instructions to me have been, make sure everybody leaves here knowing that they're loved, that they're safe, and that they can do it. And that means in life, we're loved, we're safe, and we can do it. We can succeed.
Well said.
So, Alan, what separates a truly great life coach from a good one?
When the coach allows him or herself to partner with spirit, that makes a difference. One of the main principles of our training is that you are not the coach, that you are a channel or a vessel through which spirit works. And in the early stages of training, people sit there and they try to figure out, what do I say next and how am I going to succeed and I don't want to mess up. And that's all ego. That's all personality. But usually at some point they get that if they can just relax and offer themselves to serve spirit, then intuitions come and spontaneous ideas come and connections come. And it's really that way in everything. And it's not just life coaching, whether you're a teacher or a mother or a musician or a writer. We're really all in co-creation and partnership with higher power. And when we let ourselves be a vessel for that higher power, magic happens. So there's no one who is disconnected from higher power. Anybody can allow higher power to work through them in any profession or life path.
Absolutely. I teach energy healing for life purpose. And through
yes.
it, you know, we teach people how to open up and be channels for
yes.
messages and healing from other people's guides. It sounds like you're doing the same thing or similar.
All connected, just different angles, all connected, sure.
Yeah, we all have our niche, but working for the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody needs to know that they're loved. But that means so many different things to different people. I notice that many people, I look at the vibration of their thought as they're defining what love is. And to me, in our society, many people are defining it more what I would call enabling than what I would call loving. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, the way I would say that is the same but slightly different, that we seek to be validated by external sources. And if you love me, then I know I'm lovable. However, as we all well know, unless we love ourselves, we don't experience love. I think Marianne Williams says something like, the reason you're hurting is not because you didn't receive love. The reason you're hurting is because you're not giving love. And so if we can find the source of love inside of us, and know that we are unconditionally loved, that we are loved just for who we are and not what we do or what we achieve, that our nature is love, suddenly we take back the power we have attributed to external sources, and we walk around sourcing love rather than seeking it. And when I love, then the love has to go through me to get to somebody else. So I win no matter whether they receive it or not. So my only job in life is to stay in love. And the more I can do that, well, what else do you need?
Right. What else do you need? I say it, it's that incoming love and outgoing love feel the same. And so you cannot make anyone love you, but you can be love. You can be love.
Yeah. That's our nature. Because our nature is love, we're happiest when we're loving. Even anybody can understand that. So it tells me that we were born to love. We're created as loving beings. And even the most evil, foul person is capable of the richest love. And it's just a matter of shifting perspective so we recognize that who we really are is who we really want to be. We're already cooked, if you will.
Right. And everyone, everywhere, you said the most evil, foul person, and I don't think you really feel that people are evil or foul, Alan. Hurting people do terrible things, absolutely, and for sure. Yeah. But everybody, everywhere, only really wants love, yes?
Yeah, it's all a call for love, and, you know, hurt people hurt people.
Right.
And if you can have compassion for the person that's mean to you, they must be terribly wounded. You know, they're just passing along the pain they received, and that shift from resistance to compassion, it's just so releasing and relieving, and all of a sudden you see options and solutions you never would have noticed if you're busy defending yourself. So it all comes back to allowing and trusting and seeing the highness and loving. That's where all the cookies are.
And remembering that if somebody does something that feels hurtful or nasty, nobody who feels good would do that. No
one
would.
Yeah.
There was
that movie, was it Legally Blonde? I forget which one it was, where there's a young lawyer and she's trying to crack a case. And a young woman was accused of killing her husband. And the lawyer's case is that this woman worked out every day. She went to the gym. And nobody who was high and pumped up on endorphins would ever want to kill anybody.
I agree, actually.
So the idea is that when you're feeling good and your chi, your life force is moving, you have no desire to hurt anybody, and you wouldn't, because you're filled up from the inside out.
Yeah, I think of it as when we have a vertical focus where we're drawing energy up from the planet and down from source, then we're living in a space of love right there, and we can shine it out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So any final thoughts on love? We have a break coming up in just a minute. Actually, let me go ahead and give your website information out because we are coming up on a break. So your website is Alan Cohen, AlanCohen.com, yes?
Correct.
Yes, and so, friends, you're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm your host, Lynn McGonigal. We're here today with Alan Cohen, who has helped so many people in so many countries. He really needs no introduction. But you can find out more about his work at alancohen.com. And, of course, you can find out about my work at the Lightworkers Healing Method. And our website is lightworkersmethod.com. You can be who your soul wants you to be. We can all do it. And in just a few minutes, friends, we'll be back for more with Alan Cohen.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through heart living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Lynn McGonigal, host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And we're here today with Alan Cohen, talking about living from the heart. Alan, so many people seem to chase these goals. I think of them as the small goals, the short-term goals, or the goals like, is this the right job? Am I married to the right person? You find that to be true?
Oh, yeah, most of us. Most people come to me wanting to figure out if they're in the right relationship or to find the right soulmate or to improve their income. And, you know, those are the things that drive us in life. However, once I get them into my clutches, I invite them to look at what's going on inside of them. And, why can't you find a man? And what are you afraid of? And, you know, what's happened in your current relationships? And go on and on. And usually when you peel away the layers, there's a big aha about why am I creating this, or why am I choosing this, or how can I fall in love with myself to the point that I'm attractive to somebody. And that's where all the cookies are, just going deeper into a self-awareness. And then the outer thing shifts. But if you try to shift the outer thing without self-awareness, you will get the same results. So it's all about working from inside out, as you well know.
Right. So you used a phrase that's a real kind of hot button for me, this phrase, soulmate. Can you tell me your thoughts on that?
Well, we all want our soulmate, but really we want our soul. and so we believe that some person out there will fulfill us, but unless we're fulfilled first, nobody can fulfill us. And I do believe in soulmates, but not exactly like most people believe in them. People believe there's one special person out there, and if I could just find him or her, then everything would be all right. I believe that there are different flavors or energies that match our soul, and when you're with somebody who matches your soul configuration, let us say, you know it, and it feels like you're coming home, and I feel so safe with this person. I can just talk to them so easily, and there was no getting to know each other and no game playing. I just feel like we fit and we're perfect together. And that is an indication of a soulmate. And if you can meet somebody like that, you must dig into it, because that's really right. However, it's not always a marriage mate. It's not always a sex mate. It's not always a romantic mate. Soulmates come in the form of friendships. They come in the form of business relationships. They come in the form of spiritual partnerships. And they also do come in the form of love partnerships, so not to exclude that. But I think we have many soulmates because there are many people in our soul family. And, when you hook up with them, it's a great blessing. And I'm not discouraging people from seeking one soulmate, because that's a beautiful thing. I'm actually asking people to expand your vision of a soulmate so you can enjoy soulmate energy in many situations, not just with that special one person.
Right. In my work, how it seems to me, and I don't claim to have all the answers by a long shot, but to me there's always a plan. Our soul has a plan, and so does everybody else's soul, and the plans are choreographed. They intersect, and so we have a plan, perhaps, to have certain people in our lives in a certain way, and their plans intersect, but there's also the free will dance, and life is scary, and people get afraid, and sometimes just can't make themselves do whatever it is that their soul has planned, and then there's the backup plan. And the backup plan is just as good. It's maybe good in a different way, you see?
Yeah.
But there is a backup plan, and a backup plan to the backup plan to the backup plan to the backup plan.
And I think even the backup plans and all those levels are part of the plan.
They are.
Because, you know, is it possible that anything that ever happens to you is outside the realm of your journey? And I don't think it is. I don't think anything would come to you unless it was part and parcel of your true spiritual path. Even the challenges, even the, quote, failures, even the weird moments, all of those are contributing to our soul's growth, which is the only purpose we're here for.
Yes. Someone asked me a question just recently. They said, how can you know when you're on your life plan? And I thought about it. And I thought, well, first, you're breathing. On your plan. You might be turned around and facing backwards. You might be stalled out. You might be stopped. You might be confused. You might not be doing it effectively.
Right.
But you're breathing. You're breathing.
I had a funny experience. I was a guest on somebody's radio show, and I was called at the last minute to replace another guest who couldn't make it. And this other guest was a psychic. And so people thought that I was a psychic. And, so they started calling and saying, you know, when am I going to meet my soulmate and this and that. And, you know, at first I said, look, you know, I'm not the original guest. I don't do psychic work. But after a while I got tired of telling people that, so I just started giving them psychic readings. So somebody said to me, I'm on my right path. I said, of course you are on your right path. And I was confident in that because where else could you be?
Where else could you be? You don't have to be moving forward. Like I've noticed many people can get good and stuck. And sometimes they're facing the wrong way, like they're facing off to the side because growth is scary and life is for growth and they just don't want to do it. And there are these weird ideas circulating around that if it's right for us, quote unquote, that it should be easy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, I that idea isn't so weird to me because I think that as we progress on the spiritual path, we do lose our investment in drama or heavy contrast. And I am a student of the Tao, of the Force, and I do believe that there is a flow to life, and I think that we're in the flow, things happen synchronistically. Now, not to say the challenges or scary stuff doesn't come up, but when it does, you dance through it with grace, and you understand that everything is a gift. And my experience, Lynn, is that the more I can flow and dance through things with grace, the easier it becomes. And I agree with that. Yeah, and I do teach let it be easy, but it's a different kind. It's not a laziness. It's more like, you know, sometimes it looks like you're working hard on a project or you're giving 100% to something, and you're making an effort and you're working at stuff, but the joy of the project is so big that the obstacles don't really get you down.
Yes.
And so that's the kind of path of ease that I subscribe to. I don't believe in struggle. I don't think struggle is our destiny. I think that we're here to enjoy, not suffer.
I agree. We're not here to suffer. I feel my experience, my work is that we all have plans as souls, and of course we know those plans are going to include challenges, but as a soul, we expect to succeed. We expect to win. So when we're in alignment with our life plan, we're in alignment with that vibration of, yes, this is a challenge, but this is a challenge at which I will succeed, and look, I'm going to do it right now. Watch me. Watch me.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Life is not a problem to be solved. It's an adventure to be enjoyed.
Yes, absolutely, it is. But it's also not a show to be watched. This issue of what my guides call the spectator mentality is big on my plate. Do you know what I'm talking about? People wanting to watch other people do it.
Right.
And not get off the couch and live life.
Well, it's the difference between watching television and having a meaningful moment. A sociological organization did a study, and they asked people, married couples, how much time per week do you spend on meaningful conversation? And can you guess what they came up with?
Oh, it's going to be depressing, isn't it? Something like 5 minutes or less?
No, it's like 4 minutes.
Oh.
And then They also studied how much do you watch television, and the average American watches 4 hours of television a day.
Wow.
And so, you know, television is really non-participatory. It's almost voyeuristic where you're, you know, you're kind of getting off on other people's dramas or experiences. And, you know, there's a couple of good shows, but for the most part, it's detachment from life. And then there's the alternative of being in life. And, you know, so, you know, I live in Hawaii, and we live in a rural area, and sometimes the electricity goes out for a couple hours or a night. And when it does, we light, my partner Dee and I, we light candles, and we cuddle on the couch, and our dogs sit on our laps, and we sip tea, and we talk. And, you know, those nights without electricity are so much more meaningful than watching something on the screen, whether it's a computer or movie. And so we decided that we're not going to wait for the electricity to go out. We're going to have those times on our own because we really value that intimate connection rather than kind of sitting hypnotized.
Right. I turned my TV off, cut my cable when my daughter was in diapers. And she's a senior in college now, so it's been a while.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while. And I have people say, what do you mean you don't have TV? Don't you miss it? No, I'm living life.
No, you're in life. You're in life. What do you need TV for?
Yeah. So we're going to a break again in just another minute. So, friends, I would like to remind you that we're here today with Alan Cohen and that you can find out more about his work and about him at his website, alancohen.com, alancohen.com. I'm your host, Lynn McGonigal. You're listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. And you can find out about my work, the Light Workers Healing Method. It's an energy healing method for life purpose at lightworkersmethod.com. Friends, you can be who your soul wants you to be. You can learn how. Look at Alan's work. Look at many work that many wonderful people are doing in the world. And in just a few minutes, friend, we'll be back here with more.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring and Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
The 5th Annual Discover You Wellness Expo, the largest wellness expo in Rhode Island. Saturday, April 20th and Sunday, April 21st at the Twin River Event Center, Lincoln, Rhode Island. Discover the possibilities for a happier and healthier you. Visit over 100 exhibitor booths. Attend a full lineup of seminars featuring Roland Comtois, Wendy Trubo, MD, and Carrie Cudmore. Two-day admission is $15 and $12 in advance. Discover You Wellness Expo. Visit Discover You Expo. DiscoverYouWellnessExpo.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is a proud sponsor of the Discover You Wellness Expo for the fifth consecutive year.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honig, on Your Money and Your Life and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane Honig will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com. As taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences, course credits are available.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Lynn McGonigal, your host at Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're here today with Alan Cohen, known internationally, talking about living from the heart. Over the break, we were talking about truth. In our society has such confusion about truth and about what's polite. We have this interesting idea that it's polite to lie if we don't want to do something, tell a social lie. And it's impolite or rude to call someone on that lie. Have you noticed that, Alan?
Oh, sure. We play big games and then we wonder why we're empty inside.
Right. And why life isn't working.
Did you see that lovely movie, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel?
No.
Oh, it's a fabulous movie. I think I got the name right, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. And it's just a lovely scene about a number of elderly people who moved to India, and it's very funny and very touching. And there's one scene in which one of the gentlemen, he's kind of like a playboy, and he's always hitting on women, and he's a big failure because he's just kind of empty, and he never gets anywhere. And he goes to this bar, and he meets this woman. He tries to pick her up, and he just has all these lines, and she's pretty much getting bored, and she says, "Well, I think I'm going to leave now." And he takes her around and he says, "Wait a minute." He says, "What I really want to say is that I'm lonely. And I would like to like to chat with you and get to know who you really are. And in that moment, her eyes light up, and she says, well, I'll stay then. Yeah. And it's just an interesting contrast between all these BS lines he was feeding her and a moment of authenticity, which ultimately was more winning than all of his propaganda. And I think, you know, a lot of us live a double life where we're socially appropriate but spiritually starving. And I think we need to come back to living more authentically if we ever are to stand a chance of succeeding professionally and in relationships.
Sure, sure. And then what happens in society?
What do you mean?
Well, here's my vision, is that we, of course, one by one will make this change where we decide in our own hearts, look, I just can't sell myself out anymore.
I
have to really speak what's true for me. I can't tell these lies anymore. You know, my vision, my dream, the dream, is that as enough people do that, then it's not going to be polite anymore to tell a lie. And when someone tells a lie, the polite thing is going to be to say, I don't think that you just told the truth. Wait a minute, back up.
And each of us has the power to create a mini-society, what we call a bubble reality, in which, by being authentic and living our truth, we draw onto ourselves people with the same values. So no matter what other people are choosing to do around the world, you and I can live in a world that matches our true intention, and we're lifted because we attract people who are aligned with our truth.
Yes, absolutely. I love that phrase, bubble reality. So then I've noticed this interesting little thing that one person can make a difference. I suspect you might have noticed that as well, yes?
Sure.
Yes, and
everywhere.
So when you're holding the vision for now, people tell the truth. I tell the truth, and I call other people to tell their own truth. I'm a stand for people getting in touch with what's true for them and speaking it. That then that they're that way in your presence, yes?
Yeah, you can lift everyone to your vibration. A friend of mine owns a Subway restaurant, a sandwich shop, and she was having a group of local teenagers congregate, loiter, in front of her shop, and she didn't want them to stick around. They wouldn't leave. So what she did was she put some speakers in front of her door, and she played classical music. And 10 minutes later, they were gone.
Right.
And the idea is that we're always broadcasting music of one kind or another. We're always emitting a particular vibration, and we're attracting people who match the vibration, and we're repelling people who don't match it. So your and my strongest contribution to living in the world that we would choose is to consistently, confidently emit the vibration and the truth that we believe in. And by the law of attraction, the people who match it will show up, and the people who don't match it will leave like those teenagers in front of the sub shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then what I also observe is that people who are coming into the space where truth is being told, they're coming into that way then, and then they might perhaps go home to a vibration that's different.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens?
Then you have to practice. you cannot allow your environment to dictate your experience. Most people do. But I am of the belief that you can create your environment by choosing your experience. And so nobody is forced to sink to the vibration of someone else. You have the power to uplift them to your vibration by standing in your own frequency and inviting them to come there with you.
Yes, absolutely. And if they don't?
They don't. You either leave, or they leave, or you do your own thing, or you know nothing. Like I'm a student of Abraham, and Abraham says there's nothing more important than I feel good.
Yeah.
And I would say that there's nothing more important than I stay in my vibration, and let the chips fall where they may. You know, if I am true to myself, then my world will rearrange around me to match me. And if I'm not true to myself, I get to live with that. So there's not too many alternatives in between.
No. There's not. So taking care of ourselves was a question I had. I had a question of how does taking care of ourselves fit into all of this, and isn't that what you're really saying right now?
You have to do something every day to feed your soul, and you only get depleted when you work, 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 or go, 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 or busy, 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 or prove yourself, prove yourself, prove yourself, and you have to stop often and breathe, take a walk outside, play with your dog, listen to music, do some yoga, take a nap. Anything you can do to fill your soul will be a contribution to the planet, because there's one more happy person on Earth at that moment, and your happiness is far more of a contribution than any particular act, because we are spiritual beings at our core, and the energy we are radiating is our contribution to the planet, for better or worse. So I constantly encourage people to do whatever it takes to stay filled, because from a position of wholeness, you have a lot to give. From a position of emptiness, you have nothing to give.
Thank you so much for putting that so wonderfully. That's really beautifully put. Alan, can you explain your life coaching program just very briefly? We have about 1 minute, and I would love to hear the details.
It's a 6-month program that enables people to become professional life coaches or use the principles in their life. There are teleseminars, there's an in-person retreat, there's personal coaching with me. There's an online course, and it really moves you into skills and techniques to support anyone else to become who they are, and in the process, supporting yourself to become who you really want to be.
And the mastery training?
Mastery training is an introspective journey to discover where your passion lives, to get back on track with your passion, and to realign with yourself with your purpose, and to connect with other people who are on the path of following their own passion.
Now, can anyone participate in these programs, or do you need some experience, for example, in life coaching to be a part of that?
No, no. We've had people of all ages and all stages participate. A sincere desire to become a life coach and to grow is the basic premise.
Yeah. And is there a weed out, or is it first come, first served?
We take a maximum of 16 people, first come, first serve, for each course.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Any final...
The next one is starting in September, by the way.
September what?
September 1, 2013.
Okay. And it's in Hawaii, or...
Most of it is online and on the telephone, but we do have a 4-day... in-person intensive retreat that's part of the training in beautiful Maui.
Oh, what a sacrifice.
Somebody has to do it. Might as well be you.
Exactly. Friends, I really hope you've enjoyed our show today, Living from the Heart, with wonderful Alan Cohen here at Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. Again, his website is alancohen, alancohen.com. You can find out about all his wonderful work there. And, of course, you can find out about the Lightworkers Healing Method at lightworkersmethod.com. Friends, join us next month on Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be as we welcome Hank Wesselman, the author of 8 books, including his latest book, The Bowl of Light, Ancestral Wisdom from a Hawaiian Shaman, as we talk about the shaman's path. I love it that we're having 2 Hawaiians back-to-back.
Maybe you're next.
my daughter-in-law, I call her that. My son's long-term relationship is a Native Hawaiian, and so she would love for us to all move out there.
You're connected, right on.
Yes. So, friends, until we talk again, walk in light, live in light, and be light.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?